Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You've answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Again, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Father, we thank you once again for the privilege that you give us as the church, your church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've called us out of the world and into a new relationship with you and one another. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being your ambassadors, your children, and your representatives in the world who carry the message of love, compassion, and grace to a world that's hurting and dying in so many ways. And we have the privilege of carrying the message that all the world desperately needs to hear, the message of Jesus Christ to the world. Help us to walk in love, in mercy, and compassion daily, faithfully and accurately representing you and your kingdom and your heart. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we come to you today and we want to lift high your name. We want to exalt you. Father, we want to love you more and more, and we ask that you work in our hearts that we might do that. We thank you for saving us, Father, for rescuing us. We know what we deserve, and yet you've given us a peace here on this earth and a home in heaven. What a life we have, Father. We thank you for that. Thank you for your precious Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. We'd like to invite all of our listeners to join us for a virtual town hall meeting featuring a conversation about spiritual warfare coming up Thursday, April 29th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Central. Some of the questions to be addressed include, what is spiritual warfare and how can a Christian recognize it? What role do Christians play in this spiritual battle and how can they be victorious? Guests will discuss the theological and real-life aspects of spiritual warfare, and we encourage you, don't miss this opportunity to be equipped for spiritual battling on a daily basis. The guests include AFR talk show hosts Miki Addison, Bert Harper, Bishop E.W. Jackson, Ed Vitagliano, Tony Perkins, and Pastor Jeff Shreve. Pre-register to watch this special event online for free. Again, the date is April 29th at 7 p.m. Central Time. To pre-register, visit afa.net. Again, that's afa.net. Hope you'll take time to do that. But also want to let you know, too, the Marriage and Family Life Conference that we've been sharing about that's scheduled for this June, it has been sold out. So because it's at full capacity, no one will be able to further register online. And So for security purposes, there's no admission to the venue without prior registration as well. So please keep that important matter in mind. Also keep in mind, though, we do have an event yet coming up this month, April 27th. Marriage Family Life presents Date Night, a night for husbands and wives to fellowship and be encouraged to spread the gospel, defend the family by first strengthening our marriages, and AFA will be serving appetizers, so please come with an appetite as well. The date is April 27th, 2021. The time, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The location, Sweetwater Depot, 502 South Royal Avenue, Florence, Alabama, 35630. So again, to register, go to marriagefamilylife.net. Again, that's marriagefamilylife.net. Seating is limited, and the registration deadline is coming up very soon, tomorrow actually, so I hope you'll keep that in mind. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. It's our honor and privilege to have with us in studio today, Ella Parker. Ella, there goes Pete. Pete was excited to hear about Ella, that she was coming and the kind of ministry she's involved in. Ella's a young lady. She's a junior in high school at Saltillo High School. And I'm going to let her further introduce herself. But Ella, good to have you here on the Hour of Intercession.
Thank you. I'm a junior at Saltillo High School, and I'm currently this week I'll be competing in Miss Mississippi's Outstanding Teen. And Joseph Parker brought me on the show today to further my platform and talk about my cause and educate parents and children and people of all ages on the fact of bullying and cyberbullying. And what bullying is to seek harm, intimidate, or to coerce, typically on someone very vulnerable. And cyberbullying is basically just bullying on the web / behind a screen. And it's generally done to those who are vulnerable on the web. Mm-hmm. So those are just a few facts I wanted to share real quick before we get into bullying and the topic a lot deeper.
Okay then. Well, now, you mentioned that you're going to be in a pageant coming up.
Yes, correct.
Can you tell our listeners just a little bit more about that?
Yes. My title is Miss Rhythm and Blues, Outstanding Teen, and I will be leaving this Thursday, the 22nd, and I will be staying there until Sunday, and we have different parts of competing. We have interview, on-stage question with evening gown, talent, and fitness. And basically, everyone has been working really hard for months due to COVID because it got pushed back a whole year. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of time to prepare for what we're going to do and to study for interview. And I'm really excited. And I think there's going to be a lot of competition and a lot of girls who worked really hard.
Mm. Okay. Now, have you ever been in a pageant before?
Yes. I was in this same pageant my freshman year. Mm-hmm. I was in Miss Mississippi's Outstanding Teen.
Okay.
So it's kind of when I basically established my platform.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so part of our time, or a big part of our time today, is you're going to be talking specifically about this area of, really area of ministry, where you talk about awareness, helping people to become more aware of the sad reality,
yes,
of bullying and what that means and how we as Christians can address it in a fruitful way. So
yes,
as we start off, would you take a moment to, again, just a little further define for our listeners what exactly bullying is, because some people might think, oh, everybody knows what bullying is, but in reality, some people may not. Just
yes,
a little further, what exactly is bullying?
Bullying has several different types. There's cyberbullying, physical bullying, just kind of mental bullying, to where you're kind of just shouting at them, telling them, putting them down, making them think that they're less than they are. And then it's the same thing on the internet. You could do it anonymously, or you could do it, you know, you could be open about who you are and your name and just openly bully them, which I feel like that's a lot more rare nowadays to do. I feel like a lot of people want to do it anonymously,
mm-hmm,
and just kind of, they like feeling that power over someone, like, I'm better than you, I get to bully you, and you don't get to know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really big issue nowadays with all this social media and ways you can do it.
Right. So It can be verbal bullying. It can be physically bullying people.
Yes.
Kind of harassing, making fun of people, basically.
Just
is that
taunting,
right?
Yeah. Mm,
yeah. And, you know, Ella, if someone was to say, well, Ella, it's really just a little childish problem, it's not that big a deal, how would you respond to that?
I would basically just kind of share some statistics on basically everything that bullying can lead to. Hmm. Right here it says 18% of youth report self-harming at least once, and that's at least.
Okay, self-harming. What is self-harming?
Self-harming is when basically you either try to harm yourself, not on the intention of suicide, but basically on the intention of trying to feel something because you feel like you've been so numb due to bullying and feeling like you're less than you are. Mm-hmm. Basically, you're just trying to feel something from being put down so much.
So and people physically hurting themselves.
Yes.
Deliberately.
Deliberately, yes.
Mm, okay. And so sometimes people resort to self-harm. What are some other things that people do?
Suicide could be a big factor. It says that the suicide rate has gone up 2 times more than it is, and it's the second leading cause of death since 2008.
Mm. So one very sad and tragic result of bullying can be, sadly, people can choose to even take their own life because they feel so tormented by the bullying itself. Hmm. And that's sad, very sad.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is an area of ministry that you've chosen to really share both. It's something you do, and it's also something you'll be sharing about in relation to your pageant. Is that correct? Okay. Well, how would you, before we kind of go further, how would you like for listeners to pray for you both for the pageant, but also in relation to the ministry you have about bullying? How would you ask people to pray for you?
I would ask people to pray for me to just kind of help spread my message even more in awareness, since it's such an important cause nowadays, and spread it to pray for local schools, local families, people you know, teenagers, adults who just got a job. Just, I want to pray for those factors, because bullying can be throughout all ages, and what better time to pray than now and to keep praying for that cause. And I want to pray that they pray for my pageant and for all the girls that are going to be competing in it. I know they've been working really hard, and I also want to pray they also have their own platforms. I pray that we spread awareness to those platforms. And I want to pray that I grow more and more in God's Word each day. And I would like that people pray and help me on my journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Father, we thank you for Ella. Thank you for the privilege of having her on the broadcast today. Anoint her as she shares today. Use her mightily to bless and encourage many youth and adults. But anoint her as she, on an ongoing basis, is carrying forward with the ministry of helping people to see the tragedy of bullying in our culture, and also helping people to know how to address this tragedy as well. Anoint her with wisdom and grace and favor as she moves forward to do this. Help her to excel both in her pageant and as a young person that's seeking to take a stand for Jesus Christ. Anoint her with grace, wisdom, insight, and encouragement, and use her more and more. Bless her indeed. Expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil, that she may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Well, Ella, share with our listeners now, at what age is bullying a problem?
Any age. It can start from the time you start school, pre-K to kindergarten, all the way throughout high school, maybe even college. Maybe you're starting a new job, or, you know, some adults are bullying you, and it can be at any age. It's not a specific age range. I'd say that there's more statistics on middle and high school, but it's really at any age, and you're really vulnerable at any age and susceptible to bullying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're coming up on a break, and we're going to pick up right there on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Ella Parker, and she's coming up to be a participant in a pageant, as well as she has a ministry of addressing the tragedy of bullying. We'll be right back.
Life was bitter to the core. There was nothing to live for. until love came. And even second times around, happiness could not be found until love came. I was left all alone.
My heart was breaking.
Thought was my
soul
own.
Was aching.
Tears covered me.
We've been through the whole night.
And I need some relief.
Joy comes in the morning.
I've been searching for
many years now.
The keys to life's door.
Need to know how.
Brought to my knees.
Savior, can you help me?
And was led to believe.
I'll tell you, I was too
but
mean.
His love showed me love, said not so. Even with the odds against me, love showed me love said not so. Without a reason or cause, reason, joy, place, don't pause until love came. Having no hope at all, and not a loved one to call until love came. I was left all alone.
My heart was breaking.
Thought was my
soul
own.
Was aching.
Tears covered me.
Been through the whole night.
And I need some relief.
The music of BB and CeCe Winans. Love Said Not So. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Ella Parker, and she's a junior in high school, and she's competing in Miss Mississippi Outstanding Teen Beauty Pageant. And she also specifically has a ministry that addresses the tragedy of bullying in our culture. Ella, before we go further, you were going to share scripture with us. Would you go
yes.
ahead at this time?
This is Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me the way, O Lord, and lead me in this plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed. To see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, wait on the Lord. Be good of courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ella, for reading that. And, you know, that passage is, amongst other things, what I would call a spiritual warfare passage.
Yes.
And, you know, the reality of bullying is certainly an issue of spiritual warfare.
Yes.
Because it clearly is a way whereby the devil will attack one person through the actions of another.
Yes.
And the sad reality is people often are hurt emotionally, discouraged, and sadly, as you mentioned earlier, Ella, too often it has actually led to the tragedy of suicide as well. So it's a very,
yes.
very serious issue. And, you know, what something I would say is, you know, Jesus really is the answer to everything.
Yes.
And, you know, in life, the most important decision we make is the decision to accept Christ as Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Every parent is wise. They do all they can to help each of their children come to know Christ because he's the best defense against everything in life, including bullying.
Yes.
So, again, before our program is over, we're going to invite, as we usually do, people to receive Christ and make that step. But I want to ask you this, Ella. Would you take a moment specifically to pray for young men and young women your age that might be victims of bullying now? Pray
yes.
whatever's on your heart to pray for them.
Yes. Dear Lord, Father God, I just want to pray for those who may be victims or experiencing, or who may even be the bully, or who are bullying others and trying to put them down. Father God, I know that hurt people choose to oftentimes hurt others, dear Lord. I just want to pray for them right now. I want to pray that they realize what they are doing is wrong. And I want to pray for their victims, that they understand that your word is the greatest weapon they can use, dear Lord. And I pray that they know that. And I pray that they also reach out to others and let their case be known, and that they spread the awareness to this cause and make it known for those who are going through it or maybe even doing it. And dear Lord, I pray all this in your wonderful holy name. Jesus' name is prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ella. And you know, Ella, I want to say this too. I thank the Lord for someone, a young person like yourself, that has the courage and the desire to be used of the Lord. Because again, this is a serious issue. It's
yes.
a serious area of need in our culture that people need to take more serious. And we need
yes.
to be wise enough to not only stand against it, but to teach our children to be loving and compassionate
yes.
rather than having a bullying attitude. You know, your average parent may say, oh, my child would never bully someone.
Yeah.
But all those children out there belong to somebody.
Yes.
And parents might assume the best in their kids, but we do need to take steps to encourage
yes.
our children. Be compassionate. Be kind. Don't be mean. Don't be selfish. Don't be hateful. That's important. What
yes.
thoughts come to your mind in relation to that?
Basically, a lot of parents want to think their best out of their kids, and they want to be blind to the harsh reality of, oh, my kid would never do that. My kid's an angel. Like, I've taught my kid better than that. Mm-hmm. Even though you may teach your kid, a lot goes on in society today, in the world, and everything that society's teaching your kid. You got to think that they have other influences out there other than just their parents. They may look up to an older high school kid who may be teaching them all this. Maybe they're looking up to an older middle school kid. I mean, really just every age. And you really don't understand how precious a children's mind and heart is, and we need to guard that. And we need to guard them from seeing the harsh reality of this world. And we need to tell them really everything that matters, and you need to tell them how to respond to situations that you may never think that they're going to be in. You need to prepare them as soon as you can for those, you know. Other kids nowadays like to put other kids down. They just don't understand. They think it may be cool, or maybe it's in and what other kids are doing. And they don't understand what it could lead to, possibly. Mm-hmm. And how when you put another person down, you really are messing with their mind and how they feel about themselves. And you're really just taking all the security they've felt their whole life and the safeness, you're just stripping it away from them. You're making them feel really vulnerable. And you may even make them start to believe the things you're saying about them. And that's what leads to a lot of today's issues and suicide and self-harming and maybe even depression and anxiety. Depression has gone up so much nowadays with social media and just the impact it has on today's upcoming generation and everything it's played a role in today.
Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us as believers to become more aware of issues like the tragic issues behind bullying and surrounding bullying. Thank you for persons like Ella and others who point out the tragedies behind the reality of bullying. Father, more and more stir us as a church to see this as a serious issue. Help us to be wise enough to become better informed about it. Help us to make time to pray for wisdom and grace to address it as we should. And help us, Lord, to help teach and train our children to walk in love, to be grace, to be vessels you can use to help come against bullying, and to never be persons who perpetuate the tragedy of bullying as well. Guide us to know, Lord, that we as the church who know Jesus, you as our Lord and Savior, we have the answer to this issue and to all issues. Our job is to take your truth and to put it to work in addressing issues like these. Thank you for that opportunity. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ella, I'm going to read a passage from the book of Ephesians, starting in verse 10, okay. Which, of course, is about spiritual. It's preparing ourselves for the spiritual warfare of our world. Again, Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. And again, Ella, we look at the fact that as believers, one of our greatest weapons against bullying or anything else is, of course, is being well, you know, basically as we put on the full armor of God, that helps equip us for the battlefield of the world we live in.
Yes.
So I want to ask you this question, Ella. Say, for example, if a parent was to say, well, I don't see how a child can be bullied online. I don't see how that could even happen. How would you respond to that parent?
I would respond to that parent saying, basically, you know, maybe you don't understand the full grasp of social media nowadays. You know, you have all these different social media platforms. You have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, MySpace. There's so many things that teens and adults can communicate on. And, you know, a lot of people have been known to make fake accounts and be anonymous or maybe pretend to be someone else that they're not.
So someone can bully someone anonymously and nobody
yes.
know who's doing it.
Yes.
Hmm.
And there are ways to track that browser, but a lot of times you don't get the closure you need because it's just so many advancements in today's technology, and it's just really hard to be able to find the exact person that's been doing all this. And, you know, you may even have children who may be multiple people on one account. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's all these different possibilities. And it's just really endless.
Mm. You know, I do recall a very sad story of an instance where it was a young lady who she, and of course this is obviously something young people shouldn't do, but this young lady, she had, it was a sexting situation where she sent
yes.
a picture of herself unclothed to her boyfriend, and well, they broke up, and the new girlfriend got a hold of the picture and sent it viral. And sadly, the young lady was so embarrassed, she took her own life. Well, again, an instance of a form of bullying that, again, if the young people actually didn't have access to the technology, it
yes.
sadly would have never happened. But you have young people that have the technology but may not be mature or wise enough to use it wisely.
Yes.
Thoughts that come to mind about that?
I feel like you should really just be true to yourself and not fall into that guilt trip of, hey, I'm not going to send it to anyone else, or hey, this is only between you and I. I feel like you should be strong enough to know it's not right. It could go anywhere. I mean, they could screenshot it. I mean, my parents have always told me, once it's on the internet and once you've taken a picture of it, it's always out there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone can always bring it back up. It's always going to be out there, you know.
Mm. No way to erase it.
No way. I mean,
even if they say, well, I only sent it to one person, well, it can go to a million people once you put it on the internet.
Or once you send it to that one person, they can share it.
That's right. That's right. And so it's important to understand there's nothing private about social media.
No.
In spite of the safeguards and the supposed ways that you can make it private, it's
yeah.
really not. Really not.
No.
So, well, what wisdom or encouragement would you share, especially with parents that really don't know much about the whole issue of cyberbullying, and they think it's, they just take it very lightly. What encouragement would you share with parents?
I would encourage parents to really have a one-on-one talk with their children and kind of notice for signs, maybe notice to see if their child is being more distant or trying to, like, conclude themselves in their room or being kind of more reclusive than they normally are. Look for anxiety and depression. Look for those kind of symptoms and look for what it may be leading up to. And just really keep an eye on your children. And if you notice that they're doing this, kind of just talk to them and have an open mind to what they're telling you. You know, They may be scared because they may have done something really wrong, then they think that they can't share it with you. Just let your children know that no matter what, you love them and you want what's best for them and you want to know what's going on in their lives.
Well, again, and you know, Ella, I appreciate you sharing your wisdom. There's a lot of insights you've shared already. I would also encourage every parent, pray for wisdom as it relates to addressing this issue, because there are so many different sides to it that really need to be looked at and examined. And and parents, be willing to ask your children, graciously and wisely ask strategic questions about the things they do, the places they go, and of course, the fact is they may only want to tell you so much, but the fact is, ask wise questions to try to be better informed. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Ella Parker. She's sharing about her ministry addressing the tragedy of bullying. We'll be right back.
Perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Of Toby Mac with Speak Life. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Ella Parker. She's a young lady involved with the Miss Mississippi Outstanding Teen Pageant, and she's a candidate in that pageant. And also, she has a ministry of addressing the tragedy of bullying in our culture. And Ella, you also have done work with even elementary children in schools. Share with our listeners about what you do with young children.
What I do with young children is I basically do activities for them to be able to understand, or contests. Like at Saltillo Elementary School, I had an anti-bullying poster contest. And basically, I assigned them, like, I gave them some ideas first of, like, what they could do. And, you know, like, block the bee, like, you matter 100%, like, be a buddy, not a bully. Maybe some words to put on their posters. And we had a contest, and I actually gave prizes out for those who won. And also, as I was giving out the prizes, I was kind of just giving them a general understanding of bullying to where they could understand. And then I spoke it for primary and elementary school children's parents. I spoke at an event at Satilla Primary for that. So just kind That's of good. Generally informing parents on why this topic is important and why it matters today now more than ever.
And so definitely one of the reasons why you work with young children is because it's a problem even in very young ages
as well. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's at all ages. It doesn't have a specific age range. It's just everyone.
Mm-hmm. You know, God's word says in Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And, you know, the scripture that we refer to as the golden rule tells us, do to others what you would have others do to you. And that's a good rule of wisdom from the word of God that helps us know, amongst other things, to not bully. And, you know, I think of this as well, Ella, that sadly we live in a culture where sometimes there are some forms of bullying that not only become socially acceptable, that are heavily pushed. For example, the tragedy, abortion is the ultimate form of bullying. It's destroying the lives of children, and there are many people that both support it, and they try to say it's okay, but it too is an ultimate form of bullying. But also we see in our culture where there are organizations who, when something tragic happens in the news, sometimes they'll go into neighborhoods and burn down buildings and destroy property, supposedly for justice, but in reality, it's bullying and it's being full of darkness and acting against the things that honor the Lord. And so bullying comes in so many different forms in our culture.
It does. And so many different people nowadays that are spreading it and just making it a lot harder for this generation to grow up.
Yep. And again, praise God for persons like yourself that understand that it's an issue to be dealt with and are helping people to better understand it and to more wisely address it then. So if a parent was to say, well, my child is in kindergarten and I just think they're a little bit young to be learning about it, what would you say to that parent?
I would say there's a general understanding that you can give to a kindergartner to just kind of be like, you know, be nice, have kindness in all that you do. If you see another kid maybe not having anyone to play with, give them a chance. Go play with them. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of just help them to learn not to be so selfish and help them to learn to be kind in all things that they do, which will then later prepare them in time when they're old enough to understand the full grasp of bullying and cyberbullying.
That's good advice. That's good wisdom, Ella. You know, and teaching our children to walk in love, to walk in kindness, thoughtfulness. And, you know, just the whole idea of bullying in kindergarten might seem almost comical to an adult.
Yeah.
But the reality is bullying, as you said, can come at any age, you know.
Yes.
I have a humorous memory from kindergarten. I recall, I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be at home. But I recall building some building blocks, and a fella took his truck and knocked down my blocks. Well, I could say he was bullying me in kindergarten. But the reality is teaching our children, you can't start too young to teach them to walk in love, to be kind, to be merciful. And so it's clearly an area that parents can ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and grace to help their children at any age. Father, thank you for parents listening. Thank you for young people listening. Thank you for persons of whatever age that they may be who are listening right now. Anoint us with wisdom and grace and help us to know, Lord, that as we as believers walk in love, walk in grace, walk in mercy, we can be a part of the solution to the world's problems as ambassadors for your kingdom, not part of the problem. Help us to know, Lord, that you've called us to walk in love, to walk in mercy, to walk in compassion. Help us to be like, as we think of the story, the parable of the Good Samaritan, help us to be like the Samaritan who sensed compassion when he saw the man in need and stopped and in great detail went to help. Help us to never be like the priest and the Levite who were so busy they just didn't make time to help. Help us to know, Lord, that we're vessels through which you can get your will done all the time as we simply live as available vessels. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ella, if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more or more about this, how could they contact you?
Yes, they could contact me through my email, and that is Ella Parker, ELLAPARKER, iCloud@icloud.com. And that's just on any general questions you have about bullying. Maybe you have questions about Miss Mississippi's Outstanding Teen that you would like to ask. Any questions that you have to ask me on the topic we have talked about today. And there's also a website you can go to, youmatter100%.com, that'll further explain. They have charity cases for it. They have 5K runs for it. A lot of events for just spreading this cause and just getting the word out there of anti-bullying. And you can learn more as a parent or as a student.
Okay. And say, for example, a high school student that's listening and might be thinking they would like to be able to maybe start a work or a ministry sort of like you have in their own school or in their own community. They can be in touch with you as well then?
Yes. They can get in touch with me about how I basically got up to the point where I'm at now and how to make events. And it's really easy to spread something you're passionate about.
That's good. You know, and I recall some years ago I had the privilege of having a young lady to come on and share her story about bullying, where it had become so serious in her life that she seriously considered taking her own life. But thank the Lord, she not only did she not do that, of course, she was able to become stronger in her walk with the Lord.
Yes.
And was able to in turn to come and share her story to help others as well. So again, it's for us all to take very serious as persons. And I want to ask if you'll specifically take time to pray for parents who might be listening. Whatever's on your heart to pray for parents in their journey of helping to address this in the way they need to address it.
Please, dear Lord, I want to direct those parents who may just be newly parents or may have been parents for a while. I want to pray that they lead their children into reading the Word of God and to be able to use that as a shield and as a sword for others who are bullying them, or maybe they feel as if they could be the bully. I pray that you help them to read the Bible and to hear it, and not only read it but to understand it and grasp what they're reading, dear Lord. And I pray that they not only read it and understand it, but that they obey it, dear Lord. And dear Lord, I want to pray for just those parents out there who just don't know what to do. And I pray that they not only pray just this one time, that they pray it continuously, for their prayer never stops. In Jesus' name is prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ella. And, you know, I appreciate you sharing some of what you just prayed about there, because, again, having a young person to read the Word of God every day is one of the greatest forms of defense and offense in their life, because the reality is God's Word is both a weapon and its spiritual armor that we can put on ourselves each and every day. And so, parents, I would on a pretty regular basis, you may recall, I challenge you to start the habit of reading, having your children to read 3 chapters out loud in the Bible every day. Nothing will bless our children more than the powerful Word of God. I'm going to take now time specifically to pray the 10 Commandments, and I want to invite you, parents, to have your children to pray the 10 Commandments with you every single day. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for us as a nation. Help us as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us to not take your name in vain. Help us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And again, to every parent listening, remember, nothing will equip our children better than the powerful and precious Word of God. So having them to read every day out loud to you 3 chapters, that's a good goal. But also, let them memorize the 10 Commandments and teach them to pray the 10 Commandments every single day. Well, just before we end our time today, as usual, there might be someone listening who's never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, of course, the answer to our biggest problem in all of life is Jesus Christ. And receiving Him as Lord and Savior, that's such an important decision. It's the most important decision in all of life. If you're listening and you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, or you're thinking seriously about it, today is a good day to get saved. I'd like to invite you to pray this prayer with me, if you would. Simply pray and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, because, again, He will begin to help your life to come and come together the way it really needs to. He's the answer to all problems. Would you simply pray this prayer with me if you've never made that step in your life? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. Lord, 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, so many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I open my whole heart and life to you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Lord, in the Bible, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, Lord. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, please do, very much so. Please get in touch with us and let us know. We'd like to share some material that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Ella, thank you so much for being with us today. One more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you and learn more about what you do or just to ask questions, share that email again, please.
My email is ellaparker1129@icloud.com.
All right. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me.
And share that website with the group, that other organization as well, one more time.
YouMatter100%.com.
All right. Ella, thank you so much for the work you're doing. I wish you the Lord's best in the pageant and as you continue to serve him as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Please pray much for Ella, both for her pageant, and pray that God will continue to use her in all the ways he desires to as she serves him. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.